This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, haircuts, Josh sees his mailman out the bathroom window, and ice cream talk. It's all coming up right after this.
Here's Tim Cavanaugh.
Jesus is just all right with me. Yeah. Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just all right. All right with me. Jesus is just all right.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We were talking haircuts in the break room.
Yes.
And these two just go wherever they can get in to get their haircut.
Who does?
Josh and Pat.
Same place, yeah.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Really? They might as well go to...
I go to a franchise.
You don't have a... girl or a man that you're loyal to, that you've gone to for years?
Doesn't matter.
Tom has a girl that he goes to.
I have Eddie's wife.
Lately, it's give me a number 4 all the way around. So why would I have to go to a special person for
What's
that?
What's a number
Same
4?
Here, yeah. The size of the clipper.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then she kisses you on the forehead? Isn't that the 4? Mm. Is that this?
That's the 5.
That's the 5.
You got to pay extra for that?
Yep.
Mm. Not if you're a member, though.
Oh, I pay extra for the shampoo right? And the head massage and the back massage. Yeah, I treat myself.
Is that
but then Mr. McGee over here, he throws, all right, so on a $25 haircut, what do you tip? And I go, about $5.
Yeah, 30, five 30 bucks. Buck haircut.
Okay,
bucks.
On a $30 haircut, what do you tip?
$20.
That's nuts.
$20?
Well, yeah.
It's very generous of you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I always.
She does a nice job.
$10.
Yeah, I think Chick might be. I'd say it's a little too much, but I think it's a very nice guy move.
It's so a generous move.
Yes, yes. Yes.
That is nice, but.
But I didn't get her anything for Christmas. I felt bad about that.
Well, you tip her well. She understand
yeah, anything Christmas.
I can barely buy my son gifts for Christmas.
You don't get your post. Christy gets her post guy something for Christmas, or guy she's does her
big,
lawn.
She's a big fan here, too, so I usually get her Bob and Tom.
You know what I do for my mailman on Christmas?
What?
The day before Christmas Eve, I go, hey, take the next couple days off. Huh? Doesn't care for it.
You know what? I bet you do. You don't buy any of your...
I always give a little extra money at the Mr. Biscuit or the people that,
That's
you
right.
know. Yeah, I give them a little something at the end of the year.
I don't have regular service people. Oh. So
is that how you justify it? Being a Scrooge at Christmas?
I don't have to justify it. I don't have regular service people.
See, Josh, I can relate.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Well, but you're just cheap. That's all.
Yeah.
I have an embarrassing mailman story.
What?
What, did he find something that was being delivered to you that was awkward?
Were you hiding again? Were you hiding because you knew he was coming and you didn't want him to see you while you were...
Well, here's the problem. So my bathroom, my master bedroom, or whatever, my main bedroom and the bathroom there is at the front of the house in the second story.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. So you've been lowered over your front yard.
Sometimes I like to sit on the toilet and open the blinds and I can look out over the neighborhood.
You maniac.
Hang on. Let that just marinate for a moment.
Oh, my God.
You open the blinds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would imagine that's very relaxing.
Very.
Very conducive to the process.
No. And most of the time, nobody's out and about. Everybody's,
right. Sure.
So, yeah. So, I like to look at. But I've never been able to tell if people from the street or the sidewalk, if they looked up, if they could see me.
Right.
Because from inside, I'm only like 3 feet away from the window. But I don't know if they can see
me. Okay, I get it. Sure.
So I've worked under the assumption they can't see me.
That's a fool's assumption.
Well, but I'm thinking even if they do see you, you look just seated at a desk or something.
No, I look like I'm seated in a bathroom. Because they would see a medicine cabinet over my head.
They would see how much he's sweating.
So
the paper in front of him.
If you're sweating on the toilet, you might want to get
that's problematic.
Add some fiber.
That?
You need some fiber.
So the mailman pulls up and he opens up my mailbox and is putting mail in. And he looks up and it seems like we make eye contact. But again, you know how you can look at somebody and you don't know.
Yeah.
And then he's putting the mail in my mailbox, he stops looking at me, but he just starts sort of giggling, and then he ends up pulling away. And I don't. And he was also listening to something, so I don't know if he was giggling because he indeed saw me.
So how much of a distance are we talking here? 20 feet?
Was he at the street, or do you have a mailbox on your house?
He was at the street.
Oh, okay.
The rule is if you can see them, they can see you.
Not
is
necessarily. That the rule? Not when glasses involved.
That's the old play saying.
That's what I like. Right. Yeah. If you can see them, they can see
but
you.
But when glasses involved, you guys know that you know the way the light, whatever, however the light is.
And, yeah.
So I just don't know if he saw me or not.
Since Jessica's your neighbor, why don't you have her stand out in the street and.
I have considered it.
Or why don't you ask Pat to do it?
Come over. We'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Pat's close. He could just walk by.
Yeah, that's more of a guy.
Yeah.
Guy
you don't want to.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that today, Pat. I'll go up there and you can take a picture and see what it looks like.
Wait, let's send Spangle with the good camera. Let's make it.
Oh, we've got fine.
If we're going to do this, let's do it.
No, I'm sure Spangle is at Miss Pat's house. I could tell him that Miss Pat wants him to do this.
Yeah, buddy, they can definitely see you.
Well, you're gonna.
He saw you and he giggled because
I still say I don't think it's that obvious. You could see unless I've got to see photographic evidence.
Right.
I don't think you can.
We'll
see.
We'll find out.
You're in a bathroom.
I've got to find out once and for all. Because that's also where my shower is, and sometimes I like to keep the blinds open when I shower.
Sure, yeah.
And so then, I mean,
you say you're comfortable with your body. Enjoy the show, right?
No.
You're assuming no one can see you, but
I write "I'm sorry" on my back.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Wait, why do you keep the blinds open? Do you like the natural light?
I do. Okay. I prefer natural light more than unnatural.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, buddy, I think
that
you can
light
see
ain't that. Natural. That light ain't natural.
I think the neighborhood knows whenever you go up there and you pull the blinds up, everybody's going, hey, honey, it's showtime.
Oh, man.
We're going to find out. Today. We're going to find out.
I don't think people... Do you look in other people's windows?
Yes. I don't mean to, but I 100% do.
You know what? I do too, Willie.
I don't mean to.
And
I really don't.
If I've been to your house, I've looked in your medicine cabinet.
I don't have a medicine cabinet.
Live with it. I've gone through your drawers in the bathroom.
I don't care.
You need a refill.
Yeah, those are
what
all
are you looking for?
I'm just saying.
What? If you do this to me, at least
I get bored.
If you see something that you want to know about, will you at least have the decency to ask me about it?
No, not make your own
assumptions.
I take pictures of it. I put them up on Instagram.
I see.
Did you get your toilet situation all sorted out, by the way?
Yeah, man. Yeah, every bowl's good.
I was kind of disappointed.
My bidet is fantastic.
Oh, I got to get one of those. I have a feeling the bidets would change my life.
You're really going to enjoy it. Yeah.
Really like it.
It doesn't, look, you still need to get back there.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
a little basic house cleaning.
Right,
course.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take care of all of it.
I love the wipes here. I use them here because I don't want to clog up my pipes, but what? I'll use them here.
Well, do not tell Tom that.
Do you throw them out here, right?
It's like a shower in the afternoon.
Do you throw them out?
Yeah. No, I put them in the
flush those.
Well,
you can flush anything.
I think the word you're looking for is shouldn't.
Oh,
you certainly can flush them.
There's going to be a plumber here one day.
Yep.
And I'm going to go. It's Chick you have to talk to. He's the guy flushing all the wipes.
You know what? As I toss him my keys and burn the bridge up front, you tell him, sorry about the pipes.
I use those wipes, but I don't flush them. I just take them to the woman's restroom and throw them in the sink.
Oh, jeez.
There is one of us in this room that almost insists on using the women's room for transactions.
Oh, I know.
It used to be me.
Oh, you've changed your way.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah.
Is that
because
right?
Somebody moved the wipes to the men's room. I used to use the women's because that's where the wipes were.
Oh, sure. Well, you could have picked those up, and they're not heavy.
You can move them. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, I could have. You're right.
I think you liked it in there.
What is it?
I did kind of like it in there. It was I don't know, pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's deodorant in there. Whenever I forget to put on deodorant, I go to there.
Mm-hmm.
Get the deodorant.
That's
in there.
True.
Ugh, there's a community deodorant stick.
It's a spray.
It's a spray.
It's a spray.
Oh. Yeah, it's a spray.
I thought that was.
What does it smell like?
I thought it was vaginal.
I think it's cucumbery or something.
I smell like a pretty lady when I wear it, and I like it.
You're putting FDS in your pits?
I thought it was FDS.
FDS in our bathroom.
Oh,
no, there shouldn't. You shouldn't use that product.
Remember why? What's wrong with that?
Self-cleaning down there. We don't need it.
Remember those dark days? That one lady.
What dark days?
She needed.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
Clammy.
Oh. Yeah,
we all know. And that's sports. You know, I haven't heard my sports theme in a while. Do you have the sports theme over there? The new sports theme?
I think this is the old one. So.
Well, go ahead.
Let's take a listen.
Where'd you go?
This morning. You got to go out to the car to find the button? Okay.
No, we'll get to that tomorrow. And
that's exactly.
See? Oh!
Wherever you go, whatever you do. Wherever you go,
wherever you go.
Oh, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Be a good sport. Sport.
Shit the game.
Sport.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
A space station astronaut celebrating her 50th birthday with a special ice cream delivery.
Girls can't be astronauts.
For God's sake. SpaceX's latest cargo delivery arrived at the International Space Station with enough ice cream for Meghan MacArthur and her crewmates. MacArthur said, quote, "No one's ever sent me a spaceship for my birthday before. I appreciate it."
What is she, In addition, is she a fat person?
She's not a fat person.
Oh. Can you have fat astronauts?
I don't.
No, I don't think so.
Would you watch a movie called Fat Astronauts?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. How did they not do that in the 80s? I mean, John Candy, Chris Farley,
right.
Summer, Fat Astronauts.
Oh, gosh.
No, what's his name? Harlan Williams. He should be in Fat Astronauts.
Yeah, he was Rocket Man, so they could have Rocket Man
2. But he's not fat.
He put a fat suit on him. Hang on, you haven't heard my pitch.
All right.
He's a fat kid, always wanted to be an astronaut. Mm-hmm. He gets into the program, and then he loses weight in space.
You know what? It's not a bad pitch, but I'm against this.
Why are you against it?
No more fat suits in Hollywood. There are plenty of fat people that want the work and need the work.
Is that right?
That's right.
Agreed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right.
You need to be fat.
Yeah. We can cast it right now. We can have Jack Black, as he was the astronaut, but now he's a little too old. He's the commander.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Meghan MacArthur.
Meghan MacArthur. Okay.
In addition to ice cream, the ship also carried lemons, cherry tomatoes, avocados, and a couple tons of research and other gear. But that kind of stuff.
Well, that's nice. Throwing a little ice cream for the birthday gal.
Yeah.
Oh, she's from Honolulu.
Is that right?
The first foreigner, not from China.
Yeah, exactly. She's not even an American.
That's very, very odd. They sent her up in our space station.
Well,
we certainly are.
What ice cream would you ask for, Christy?
You're going to, we've talked about this. I like vanilla.
I apologize that I forgot. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, that's right. You and I share the same one.
This is your first fight, kids. How's it feel?
I prefer the French vanilla.
Okay.
Of course.
Yes.
I forgot that we have the same
favorite ice cream.
Nice vanilla
bean where you can see the bean in it. Oh,
is French vanilla just where it's regular ice cream, but you just use your tongue?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There's no spoon. Just
you know how sometimes in the commercials they have like the vanilla bean and they're scraping the black? Don't you want to try that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I bought some of that actually. Like the vanilla bean and the
Where do you get vanilla beans?
You can get anything online, my friend.
Oh, online.
Yes.
Delicious.
Madagascar vanilla. Oh,
Oh, that sounds like it's
I only eat blood vanilla. It has to be.
Sounds like it's illegal to have it here.
It has to be. I know it's very illegal, but it's the finest.
What ice cream would you take up there?
Butter cookie and cream.
God, no, he's 95 years old.
Time out. He's right. That is pretty strong.
I think Trader Joe's.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, Whole Foods has it. Oh my God! You can't stand up while you're eating.
I've eaten it at your house.
Huh?
I've had it at your house.
Butter cookie.
You didn't
and cream.
Like it?
I loved it, but it's.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there.
Yeah, get that up there with your copy of Cocoon or whatever.
Why is that an old people's ice
cream?
I don't understand.
I've always wondered that, too. Why is that an old people's
ice cream? Vanilla's an old people's ice cream.
That many children enjoy vanilla.
Well, that's because they're not offered anything else.
Think
about that. You get chocolate or vanilla. That's it.
You ever put chocolate sauce on your vanilla ice cream?
Of course.
Like Hershey's chocolate sauce? This is absolutely true. In our household, my family, my mother and father, brother and sister, however you want to refer to them, they called that dope, chocolate dope.
We're no kidding.
Is what they said. And you would say, can I get some chocolate dope? And they'd pour it on your...
Yeah. I'll be darned.
Was that a regional thing? Or do you think that's just a fun little thing?
I don't know. Either that or they were drug dealers. I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow. Do you remember the first time you had Kraken? Do you remember that stuff?
No.
You would put it on and it would harden?
Oh, yes.
My grandfather...
Like a shell?
Yeah, my grandpa always had that. And I thought he was the only one in the world.
Yes.
I didn't realize that anybody could get it.
It was life-changing. It was so
like
cool.
Hard shell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
It wasn't as...
Magic shell.
It was not. Not as tasty.
No, it wasn't, but it was cool as a kid.
It was.
Because you're like, wow.
Isn't it got crazy calories, though? Isn't it really?
Probably. And
calories?
I'm sure it's mostly plastic.
I'm sure.
Yeah, to make it harder.
Why are you taking the fun out of it?
Yeah, I'm getting ice cream tonight, but I want to wash my figure. You don't get...
Me. I'm not doing that.
I do.
You probably do.
Oh, yeah.
Live, baby, live.
Will go, God, just get two scoops.
Yeah, have a treat.
I don't know. You've been hitting that pad thai pretty hard there, Chuckles.
I know. That's why I can't have a cinnamon roll.
You can have a cinnamon roll. You're not going to be able to say no to a cinnamon roll.
That's right.
Well, if she doesn't have a cinnamon roll, then we can have more cinnamon rolls.
I'm going to have half a cinnamon roll. How's that? You can have my other half.
Thank you very much. One and a half for Willie.
There you go.
2 tablespoons, 210 calories for your magic shell. That's not bad.
Nah, 210.
What are you going to do?
That's a lot.
You know what I mean?
For that week, just park at the in every parking lot. Just park in the back and walk.
Yeah, you enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
get the ice cream. Get the bigger size. Right. Little peanut butter on there. That's my thing. Peanut butter on vanilla ice cream.
Why not?
My goodness.
Why not?
All right.
That's what I say. Why not?
Why not?
Life's too short.
Some people say why. I say why not.
Yeah.
A recent study has found foods claiming to contain wild mushrooms rarely do have wild mushrooms in them. Researchers from the University of Utah and the Natural History Museum of Utah used DNA barcoding techniques to test what mushroom species made up 16 food products.
Isn't the Natural History Museum of Utah just a door to the outside? Well, here it is.
Utah is legitimately one of my favorites. It's so gorgeous.
This hasn't
but you're right.
In 300 years.
You open it. Oh, yeah, maybe that gully's a little deeper than it was 100 years ago.
Here's Zion.
Look around. Welcome to our Natural History Museum. Yeah.
They tried soups, dried mushrooms, pasta sauce, all that listed wild mushrooms on their labels and found nearly all the products that claimed to have wild mushrooms consisted of cultivated species including oyster, shiitake, or portobello.
Is anybody mad about this?
I don't think so.
Only 5 products had contents that were accurately described on the label. 1 packet of dried wild mushrooms from an online retailer contained a species from a group of fungi that include the death cap, a notoriously poisoned mushroom known to cause renal failure in humans.
Exactly. I don't need to order my mushrooms from Into the Wild eBay store.
And yes, it did make consumers very sick. So be careful what you're buying. Be sure and read the labels.
I'm fine with the not that wild mushroom.
There are many fine mushrooms.
I'll take a tame mushroom any day.
Exactly.
Store.
Farm raised, I say.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Biker.
Hello, Donnie.
I heard you guys talking about working on a trash track.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Man, I'm the same way. I swear to God. I always want to be the dude showing off, hanging off the back of a garbage truck, you know, like I'm the grand marshal of a landfill parade or something. And who cares if they have to get up at 3 a.m. like Navy SEALs, Josh? They're trash collectors. They only got to work one day a week, dumbass.
He's got you there, Josh.
You know what? I take it back. Yeah.
Thank you. Not to mention, think about all the good resellable trash people just tossed in the trash. You could be an American picker without having to borrow gas money, hit the flea markets like my Aunt Putty does every weekend. And think about all the caged heat you get to see along the way. Wow. Horny housewives running the cans out just before you pull up, wearing them silky robes, trying to make sure they cover their big fake store-bought hammers all while making small talk about the holiday schedule coming up or how they should have double-bagged it because it's dripping. I swear to God. Like they say, one man's trash is another man's side piece. Man, I'd be slaying it on the trash route, you know? I remember how my mom Phyllis used to gaze at our trash guys when I was a kid. Yeah? Now, I swear to God, I'd be covered in dirt filling up my hand-me-down Tonka tracks. She'd be waiting by the mailbox like she's working the corner wearing paper-thin spandex, a pair of discount jellies, putting out a smoke saying, hang on to be safe out there, man.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.